the messages on screen, the written audio of that information becomes available. This station will now see the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cameron and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your dirty little ear holes.
Maybe they're not dirty.
Yeah, you're right up in there, Cameron. Make that mic your girlfriend.
Get it up
there.
There
it is.
Okay.
I like it. Hey,
in there.
What are we doing today, buddy?
Well, we got a podcast we're going to do, probably, and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we've got some cool reviews, which we're going to give you some of that, which you guys don't like, probably, so you're going to wait till the end. And then I think this is a pretty exciting podcast, because I say that every time.
Yeah, I think you do. Yeah.
So I'm going to say it again.
Let's not break tradition.
Yeah. No, this one is kind of far-fetched. I like it. Because
it's not. It could be, but it's not. It's like out there, but it's not.
It's a little less likely for us casual preppers.
Sure, yeah.
But it's cool. We're going to talk about some bunkers.
We're bunker buddies today.
I wish I had a bunker.
Yeah.
If you have a bunker, that's awesome, and I'm jealous.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to talk to you about how you can get going on a bunker.
Yeah.
Either make your own, which is going to be super hard.
Yeah.
Or buy your own.
Yeah.
Or maybe you have a lot of money, you can buy a super nice one that's already there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Bunkers.
First, though, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com.
TacPack.
Yeah. You know, if you haven't taken advantage of our promo code there, it went blank.
Casual Preppers,
do it. All right,
get 10% off.
Yeah.
Speaking
listener,
of
reviews, starts now.
It's listener reviews right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you want to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So this one comes straight from Zach Word.
On the
what's up Word?
I think this is the Facebook. Okay. I think is it?
Yeah, I think it is too.
Yeah.
So he reviewed our podcast and says, I love the show, not because of the information or anything like that. It gives me hope to know if these two can survive. Surely I can too.
See, I don't know.
I don't know. Is this a compliment? Or
yeah, this is a backhanded compliment, I think is what it is.
Seriously, though, someday when I'm digging up the neighbor's water sprinkler with my hook hand, I hope y'all will have my six watching out for countermeasures.
Yeah.
So this guy knows.
Yeah.
The podcast.
He understands what's
little
going
dickish,
on.
Little dickish, but that's okay.
That was kind of a dick move, but we're going to read it anyways. And thanks. If you guys want to be a part of this, go to iTunes, go to Facebook, go to the Kindle book on Amazon, leave us a 5-star review, and make it awesome.
Social media shout out.
Yeah, I wonder if that was the dude that said he just got off driving his D11, because look at the picture. Isn't that a cat?
I don't know,
a big
dude.
Old bulldozer
Could
right
Could be.
There?
Maybe that was. He was just on our live stream.
Maybe.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Social media shout-out. I want to do something a little bit different today. We have something to review. It's called the Tacticky, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Cameron have been playing with them a little bit. So we're going to actually do a social media shout-out and a review all in one.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
What do you think about that, Cameron?
Let's do it.
So at Tacticky, you can find them on Instagram. You can find them on Facebook. They're kind of all over the place. But they have a cool little product. Why don't you tell them about it, Cameron?
Yes. This little product is... So it goes over the top of your key, and it's also used as a defense mechanism.
Yeah, okay, it's $10 for this little deal, and it doesn't really look like it's anything.
No.
But what it is it fits right between your fingers when you make a fist.
Yeah.
And when you go punch some douchebag in the face, they're going to get keys to the eyes, bro.
Yeah. And it's going to protect your hand.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
So have you've seen those like tactical defense things where you can put your keys through each finger?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of the same deal, but it's way more comfortable.
Yeah.
And way safer for you.
Exactly.
You punch faces all day long.
So if you want to try them out, go check them out at Tacticky on Instagram. They're like $10. Man, it's kind of just a nice little self-defense product that you can get for cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look
like
you're carrying something crazy.
On the bug out vehicle keys as we speak.
Fantastic,
yeah,
man.
It's way fantastic.
So go check them out.
It's a mad, mad world.
So, Cameron, I read this article today.
I saw that little bit of what it said.
It's pretty interesting.
I was interested.
So, basically, there's these scientists that said they wrote this paper saying, you know, we all know that, or we all hope that sometime in the near future, we're going to get some, you know, signal from space, like aliens or something. They're going to try and contact us, right? But what they warn of is very bad.
They're warning us. Happen?
They think if it does happen, basically it's going to be like malware. And
the
aliens are gonna infect the world with malware. That's what they're saying. So it's basically like, hey, click on this titty pic, you know, and some dude at NORAD clicks on it, and then the entire grid goes down.
Wait, what is it?
Alien titties? What? I'll click on that.
From Mars? Okay.
And yeah, so what they're warning of is, we got to be careful. You know, you can't just like take that signal.
NASA astronauts nude. NASA. Yeah. Oh, what is it? Oh.
Oh, dang. Just ended the world. It's too bad.
Well, so, that's that is funny. Something I've never heard of.
I haven't either.
That's pretty reaching out there a bit.
That's a mad, mad world if I've ever heard of one.
Oh, man, that comes from our world. That's good.
Yeah. So anyways, that's what I had.
Well, my mad, mad world is a little more realistic. So you hear about that Russian spy that was poisoned with the nerve gas in the UK.
It sounds like a spy novel.
It
or
does.
Something,
it totally sounds like a Tom Clancy thing or something. But yeah, so this ex-Russian spy, he was in the UK. He and his daughter, right?
Yeah.
They got freaking gassed or exposed to a chemical that's only found exclusively in Russia. So... kind of leaves you.
Yeah.
Well, they're from Russia. They were former spy, and it's Russian chemical. It's pretty, you know, safe to say this came from Russia.
Right.
So Russia, you know, no, we didn't do it. Nope. Sorry.
So didn't they, like, they found them, like, half, did they die?
They were, like, all slumped over, like, on
a park bench or something, right? God, that's such, like, a spy
novel.
Another
drunk Russian. And then realized, man, these guys look poisoned.
Yeah, man.
But anyways, the stuff that's happened since then, it's like, you know, the UK got all pissed off and basically kicked out. What are they? They sent 23 Russian diplomats. Bye.
See you later.
Get out of here.
Get out, man.
And it, you know, and it angered Russia, and they said that they would retaliate.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kind of looking again like Cold War stuff again.
Yeah.
Russia's hating everybody, and everybody's hating Russia, but I guess it hasn't really changed.
Hey, the 1980s called. They want their foreign policy back.
Yeah. So, other measures taken against Russia include increased checks on private flights, customs, and freight. Oh, you're Russian. We're going to stick fingers in your butthole.
Yeah, take that.
That sucks. And then freezing Russian state assets. Ooh, dang.
They froze my assets. Damn it.
Suspension of all planned high-level bilateral contacts. Whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
And then World Cup boycott.
No!
By ministers. Dang.
That's not good.
How the freak did Russia end up having Sochi Olympics not too long ago?
And then the World Cup.
I'm like, cow, who wants to go there?
I don't know, man. Yeah, that's crazy.
Does Russia even play soccer?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of them over there. Somebody's playing soccer. You know what I mean?
Yep. So anyway, UK does not like Russia, and Russia
does not
care.
Like UK. Yeah, the world is mad.
Everybody hates everybody.
Y'all. All right, today's podcast, we're talking bunkers.
Brought
man.
To you by.
This is a big deal. I feel like when we started this podcast, I'm like, we're going to get to an episode where we're talking about bunkers. It's going to be crazy.
Right.
And here we are.
So bunkers is one of those things that makes preppers look ridiculous, you know.
Yeah,
that's
it really
the
does.
Big
sometimes
standout, like, oh, they're bunker building,
yeah,
you know, freaks. So it's kind of that extreme prepper, you know, stereotype. Which,
but you know,
screw it, I want one.
I know, like, they can be very, very useful, and they they can save your life.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't even care like what people would think. If I could build one or afford one,
yeah,
I would have one in a
absolutely.
Heartbeat. And I would make it into a man cave.
And then we would do the podcast in the bunker.
Oh, that'd be so amazing.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I can't.
So, you know, bunkers, you know, there's lots of usefulness, and there's a lot of reasons why to build them. You know, a lot of people have, you know, back in the Midwest, they have, you know, quasi bunkers, like storm shelters and stuff, right? So they're fantastic for tornadoes, in hurricanes, I guess, depending on the flooding and stuff. That's the thing with bunkers. If there's going to be flooding, you got to be careful. But especially good for tornadoes and things like that. Also, for nuclear fallout, bomb shelters. I mean, obviously, back in the 50s, these things got huge in the United States and around the world. People were building them like crazy, you know?
Actually, I wish I could stumble onto one.
What's this? Oh, my house. I just bought a house from the 50s that has a bunker.
Oh, man. It'd
be like the greatest thing in the world, man. You know? Actually, this the other day is pretty funny. I watched a Twilight Zone where this guy built a bunker in his house, and all of his neighbors were making fun of him, and they're at like this dinner party, and then over the thing, you know, the emergency broadcast comes on, there's missiles coming, so everybody's freaking out, and he's going into his bunker, and then they want in. It was crazy. Anyways,
that sounds cool.
It was a good Twilight Zone. Yeah, it was a good one. But so let's talk about what the pros are for these, to have a bunker. The number one thing is
cons, none.
Yeah, no, there are some cons, I guess, but they're discreet. Most of the time, if you have a bunker, nobody knows about it unless you're broadcasting it, right? Unless you're doing a podcast, say, hey, I got a bunker around my backyard or under my house. You can walk right up on it. You won't even know it's there.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know what I mean? People find them in their house all the time. They've lived in for years, just like underneath some weird trap door that they've never seen. You know what I mean? If you go on YouTube, you can see
how many of those little. And we always talk about having your food supply, you know, secure in your basement. If you have that perfect bug out location not too far from home, and
exactly,
it's like a bunker, man.
Or if it's under your house, it's right there.
That would be the best.
You know what I mean? It's crazy. You know, you can quickly and easily get hidden into your bunker, and you can have all your supplies in there, and you're set.
Yeah.
Right? If you have the right setup. So that, I mean,
easy to defend.
Oh, I know.
If anybody even finds it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Another thing is they usually have low energy costs because they're underground, so you don't really have to heat
it. It's all set.
It's usually just like a nice 60 degrees all the time. Welcome to Bunkertown. 60 degrees and sunny. Actually, it's not sunny. Incandescent light all the time. So it's really easy to maintain that constant temperature, so you don't have to worry about, you know, that's a nice thing. Bulletproof.
Really nice thing.
You really usually don't have to worry about bullets whizzing through windows because you usually don't have a window.
No.
Right? You just, depending on what your entrance looks like. Obviously, they're great for storms. We talked about that. Fallout protection is a big thing. Like we said, they got huge in the 50s. They're great for fallout protection, but they're also really good for blast protection, too. You know, if you know that a bomb's coming, there's going to be a blast, get in there, you're good to go.
Yeah, yep.
You know what I mean? I bet you those kids out in Hiroshima wish they would have had a bunker instead of getting...
Yeah, it was harsh.
Poor guys.
It's also an excellent food storage location.
It is, yeah.
Nice.
It is. It's perfect
cool
for storing food. Yeah.
Lasts longer.
It can get damp, I guess, sometimes, but you just gotta maintain...
Damp.
Yeah. Moist.
It's moist and damp in there.
Moist and damp in there. But there are some cons to bunkers. One of those being light. There's no natural light usually, depending on what it looks like. So usually you don't have any windows, so you're going to have to somehow produce artificial light like pretty much all the time, unless you're sleeping.
Yep.
Obviously, you know, you can turn off the light.
Better have your vitamin D supplements.
Mm-hmm. Another con to it is visibility, and this is actually, you know, outside, what's going on outside.
Yeah.
You only have one vantage point, whatever that door is or something, and sometimes you don't even have any point to look out there.
Or a security system that still has electricity.
That's the thing. Unless you have like a video monitoring system that's built into, you know, outside, you're really not going to know anything other than probably what's on the radio. You don't know what's going on out there. I mean, just remember Blast from the Past, the movie?
Yeah. Comes out and it's out. It's still the 50s.
Right? Yeah. And they were under there forever and they didn't need to be.
It's dummy.
Yes, idiots. But what do you do? Defensive posture. We talked about it. It's actually good defensively, but it also can be bad because you only have one exit usually and one entrance.
Yeah, that's typically
so
how they are.
If that entrance gets blocked or something, you're done. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're gonna get you because you can't get out
You know, being so claustrophobic in there, I would have some kind of exit. You know,
an alternate
even if
exit.
It was a simple, you know, just a chute. and the you know yeah. and it's covered in dirt, like
yeah.
something you'd never access unless you had to punch your way out, you know.
Yeah.
But because that would be kind of concerning.
Yeah, you're
absolutely. Sitting there with the blowtorch shooting down your.
Yeah.
Oh,
what do I
do? I can't get out.
Yeah.
Or if you get a fire that breaks out near the entrance, you're well, we're yeah. gonna die.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're done. Another problem with them sometimes long-term sustainability, you know, being able to stay under there for a long time. It's tough to grow food, you know, yeah. unless you have artificial light and you have aquaponics or like crazy stuff going on. It's not easy, but you can't.
A lot of space for it.
Yeah.
All the stuff that you wish you could.
Raising animals is pretty tough in a bunker, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can there.
Freaking hamster pen's going to get out of control.
Yeah, I know. I got like 4 sheep in my bunker.
I'm running out of guinea pig space.
Yeah. Lamb chops taste good, though. You know, unless you actually leave the bunker, you know, you can't hunt, you can't gather, you can't yeah. scavenge. You're there with what you have,
right,
you know.
Right, right, right. Depression, and anxiety would set in pretty hardcore.
It'd be so
in those,
hard. Yeah, that would be really tough.
You really just don't know what's going on.
No.
And kids are loud and echoing in there.
Yeah. Well, then it comes back to, you know, how do you keep those lights on all the time?
Exactly.
How do you power the bunker for a really long time? Yeah.
You'd have to have a strict plan
yeah.
of, like, conserving energy and...
Exactly.
Ugh.
And, like, my last point is they're complex. They're really hard for a long-term setup to make work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You have yeah. to have, like, some sort of solar with batteries that
right.
are... All, I mean, and you have to have ventilation and all these different things to make everything work. And if something fails, it's really tough to fix. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not going to be easy, so... those are kind of the pros and cons of bunker living, bunker life.
Bunker living.
Hashtag bunker life.
Surprised that's not a show.
I know.
Bunker family.
Yeah, A&E. Welcome to the bunker life.
So,
Iced tea, or I know, who's it? Vanilla ice, bunker life.
Bunker life. So, bunker types and styles. So, first of all, I just wanted to bring up the pre-made bunkers. So
yeah.
there is some extremely cool but very expensive pre-made bunkers, and these they're already set up with an air filtration system, you know, water storage. It's all in the plan, and you can actually just buy it like that. And all you have to stick in there is some foam mattresses, and you're done.
Yourself.
Like everything else is like made.
Yeah.
So just a few of them. Survive a Storm, I think, has the coolest kind of easy to see, you know. Floor plans and stuff.
Yeah,
they range from like 20,000 for a real basic, like six man. I think it's a 6-man. Pretty decent size, and these are all completely. They include the filtration system, and it's like high tech, and it describes
wow.
what exactly you're getting. I mean, you're getting excellent stuff that's pre built.
Do they come and install them for that price?
No,
they
that's
don't.
The only thing about them is the installation and the shipping is not included.
Ah,
so that's probably another 10 grand.
Sure, yeah.
Risingbunkers.com. So that was survivastorm.com. This is Rising Bumpers. You don't look up that might give you something you don't want,
yeah, or you do want. Who knows?
I already have that in my browser.
Alien titties. Let's click on this.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Grid's going down.
And Neptune's going to take us down.
Yeah.
Risingbunkers.com. So they have a bunch of different layouts. They start about 45,000 and up. I mean, they get crazy how expensive some of these can be. They're fully customizable steel, and they're delivered. And I think it's awesome that they're guaranteed. I just think stuff goes
guaranteed.
You know, shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really like this. Can I exchange it?
I felt like the Marauders were way too close for comfort getting in.
That one entrance really wasn't sealed well, and
yeah.
I lost half my family.
Exactly.
That fire that broke out on the one end, you guys didn't tell me about that.
You didn't tell me that shit was flammable.
But anyways, they do have a guarantee, which is pretty nice. AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Theirs are around 20,000. They're a little more, I think, more affordable.
Yeah.
But I think their structure and the way that they're built are a little more generic. I'm not a particular fan of like
this bunker's a little generic. I don't know.
I paid $20,000. Why is this stuff plastic?
I really felt like I should have some wallpaper or something for this price.
The water filter's just a Brita. Just
yeah.
like one can of water.
It's a bandana. You pour the water
through. There's two sheets lined up and
yeah.
you just pour water through it. Air filtration is just a, you put your head in a sheet.
There's like a tube.
Stick your head up in here.
There's a tube on the top. Connect this to neighbor's sprinkler.
Yes, this is instant water.
Yes.
So they, but they have like the tube structure ones, you know, the, they kind of look like the metal roofing on like farm buildings and stuff, but they're round. So the pipe shaped type of bunkers, there's pros and cons of those. I'll get into that, but I don't particularly like those as much.
You don't.
There's some nice ways of hiding stuff underneath. You know, you get a floor and then the other
have that
half,
space underneath.
You got that space that's kind of a storage space, but a lot more cramped, and I just don't think it's as welcoming. Welcome to my bunker.
It's not as welcoming as the other
atmosphere
bunkers.
And ambiance is not what you would want.
Yeah.
Anyway, and they have other, you know, metal style ones. I just broke my hand right there. the other site. These are some of the bigger sites. There's a ton out there. The other one is ultimatebunker.com.
Ultimate Bunker/bunkers.
Ultimate Bunker. Custom, you can customize, and they'll actually draw up a plan. So I could send a little church drawing to them, and they'd be like, we can get this done for you.
Yeah, you got to go check out Instagram or Facebook. We put Cam's church bunker doodle.
I drew one up really good.
Bunker doodle. I want to see your guys' bunker doodles.
Get anything out of church, but I got a nice
that's right.
thing drawn up.
You guys ought to send us your bunker doodles.
Yeah, we talked about
hashtag bunker doodle.
Send us your drawings of your bunker plan.
Yeah.
Some funny stuff.
And maybe we'll give a prize to the best one.
Yep. Yeah, we could do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
But these guys, they will customize your bunker, draw it up for you. They will also include in the price, send a contractor out to make sure it's all set in place right. And then, you know, it's shipped for free. Well, part of the cost too. So it's all included. So kind of cool that they have it all built ready.
I think we could do that. I think we could draw bunkers.
Oh, yeah. I think
you know what I mean?
We should contract people.
We should. Totally should.
So, yeah, those are some, if you're, you know, if you got the money and you just want to get it done and in, use these websites. They're
absolutely
awesome. So when it comes to building your own bunker, I did use a lot of ideas from skilledsurvival.com. They have a sweet article that has underground survival bunker plans. But when it comes to getting this set, it takes an enormous amount of planning, a lot of money, and a lot of resources.
So we need more than just the church doodle?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
To be able to, like, you know, plot your space and know your water level and make sure you don't hit into, you know, freaking gas pockets or find Mysterium bowls from the Mysterium era.
It's a Mysterium bowl from the Mysterium area. Don't you ever watch Jeopardy?
If anybody knows what that is, that'd be cool because that's cool.
Yeah, sure is.
But yeah, you don't want to dig into Indian burials and dinosaur bones. You got to be careful.
Yep.
Can't just start digging.
You
strike
can't.
Oil. You ruined your bunker.
Yep.
But like here, you know, where we live, there's a lot of those pockets of like poisonous gas, you know, radon and all that crap. So you got to think about it.
You do.
You don't want to die in your bunker.
You don't. You
pour all that cement. So when you, like, first thing you got to think about is, one, you're underground. You need to have a good air filtration system.
Yeah.
So there's a, you know, nuclear biohazard and chemical filtration system. They have some really fancy deals. But you got to plan for, you know, having filters to change out and all that stuff. You got to buy all that to have, you know, who knows how long you're going to be down there. And if your filter craps out, that sucks.
No bueno.
Nope. Stinky human dust. Going to be filling up your bunker. There's no filtration.
I'm allergic to human dust.
Honey, why don't you run out to Home Depot and get us some more filters?
Yeah, human dust filter, please. Human dust rated.
Could you, I wanted to filter out all the kid dust.
Yeah, disgusting pricks.
And then it comes to water, you got to think about what tank to put down in there. It's got to be, you know, safe from, you know, you don't want any chemicals seeping in through the dirt into your tank. If it's inside your bunker, it's going to take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
Ideally, if you had a nearby water source, you could tap into that.
A spring of some sort.
Yeah. If you're digging that deep already, you can consider digging a well, and that's the best setup.
Yeah.
You know, because the well's already there.
No doubt. You might as well.
And then the other thing is, you know, you could rely on rainwater and stuff, but if it's nuclear fallout, you really don't want to drink.
Don't want to drink. Why is this rainwater green?
Why am I growing a tooth out of my chin?
Well, It's kind of nice for cracking eggs.
This
and
mass
stuff.
On my neck is getting bigger, but this water's delicious.
Is this a goiter? What is this?
Then you got your food to think about. You want the non-perishable stuff. It takes up a lot of space as well.
Yeah.
The good thing that we were talking about with bunkers is it's a nice 60 degrees.
Mm, welcome to Bunkerville. Every time
it has such a nice, it's a nice place to keep your goodies nice and cool.
Yes.
The other thing is you could set up a, you know, like a, is it a root cellar?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You
yeah.
know, you could learn how to
just
grow
like
down
off
there,
of the bunker type thing
or underneath. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's ways to, you know, have replenishable food or, you know, non-perishable. So you got to think about the space all that occupies and stuff. That's why it's kind of nice with those pre-built ones. I mean, they figured that all out for you and mm-hmm. where to keep it out of the way. So, yeah, you're nice and comfy.
Yes, sir.
Then you go with the generator. You need some energy, and that's the complicated issue. You go with gas-powered or propane, whatever, you're going to have.
It's not going to work.
You got fuel issues.
Yeah.
It's limited. It's got exhaust, you know, carbon monoxide issues. The other is electric. It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Which is an awesome setup because, you know, you don't have any gas to deal with. But where does that power come from?
If I don't
it's
know.
Solar, you know, that's awesome. But who knows what's going on up above?
Yeah.
Riders are just going to bust the piss out of your solar panels.
They might, yeah.
Or take them.
Unless you got them hidden somewhere.
Maybe they're up in a tree.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe on top of your house already, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So solar would be the most ideal, but the panels are going to be susceptible to damage,
what did,
theft,
whatever. What did John Goodman do in 10 Cloverfield Lane?
That's
do you remember?
Question. What was his
I don't remember.
Source?
It was a good movie, though. It was a great bunker movie.
I want to say it was if, yeah, it was fuel.
If
based.
You haven't seen 10 Cloverfield Lane, go check it out.
That has
really
the ultimate
cool,
bunker.
It's a cool bunker.
Like, yeah, see how living in a bunker would be.
Yeah, it has like multiple rooms. Man, it's crazy.
That one is crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the best film of like showing
VHS
really
tapes happen. And whatnot.
Yeah, he did.
I have a collection of VHS tapes.
So, but yeah, they where was that? What was I talking about? You screwed me up.
You're talking about bunkers.
Generators. Really, the best thing to think about is having the power that's like hand cranked on everything.
Yeah,
like those NBC filtration systems. You can actually have them set up for a hand crank.
Wow.
Well, for us
you'd
to
be
breathe,
cranking.
Be cranking all day.
You
don't breathe.
You got to get one of those bike setups.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Get exercise and energy.
Two birds, one stone.
So think about it.
Think about
use
it.
Use your dumb brain.
Yeah, idiots.
So manpower for a lot of things. You can use it to power some
or
lights.
Or woman power.
Or yeah.
Either or.
Women, children power.
Hamster power. Yeah. Gerbils.
Yeah, it might be a good idea to have a donkey in there, maybe running a turbine.
What's this room for in the bunker? That's the donkey pen.
Don't go in there. He's running a turbine.
He's creating power.
You think these lights are free?
Idiot, no. They're not.
And then
got the donkey
you got
that.
Fertilizer for your root cellar.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
But you got a buddy.
I don't
want
to think
buddy.
Of everything for you guys. You need to think up your own stuff.
Yeah, guys, we don't have all the time in the world here.
So, anyway, having hand cranks on... Yeah, the you know water tanks and
yeah.
on your air filtration, all that stuff. I think isolating the power, you know, if you're using gas or electric to the lower demanding stuff,
yeah.
you know, like your lights, if you can somehow switch the things off that you don't need.
I think wind power would probably be a good idea. Have a
that's
windmill
a good idea.
Above it. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Can't tear those down real easy.
Well, you can, but I mean,
no, I mean
it's less. I guess it's not. It's pretty visible.
Pretty much. Wind is always going to be there.
Pretty
wind
much.
Wind sucks.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Wind does, well, here it definitely sucks, man. I swear we have wind all the time.
It is. As soon as it gets nice,
but
it's blowing.
Even in a nuclear winter, there's probably going to be, there's going to be wind. You know what I mean?
There is.
There might not be sun, but there probably be yeah, wind.
That's true. Wind is a good idea. It's a really
just
good
an idea.
Idea.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying that hard to think.
I mean, these things just come to me.
Yeah.
So anyway, generator power. You gotta think about power.
Sir, yeah.
Entertainment options, movies, games,
donkeys.
Game movies, movie games, books, board games.
Yes.
Game Boys, handheld devices, iPads, anything
you gotta
to
power
occupy.
All those things, man.
You gotta you can hand crank charge them, remember?
Cards.
Hand crank charge them.
Yeah, I think the donkey's good enough.
That's true.
Because you could ride
watch
him.
The donkey.
You could watch the donkey, you could ride the donkey. You
tease him.
You could, yeah, but do you really want to tease him down in that confined space? You piss off a donkey, you know.
Come on. Come on, look at that.
What are you going to do, idiot?
Watch him poke him in the eye.
Get one of those zappers, you know. We do not condone animal cruelty.
Close all your breakers. Yeah. Yeah, you pissed him off good. So, yeah, you got to have a lot of entertainment because you're going to go nuts. I would.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys. Maybe you won't.
Yeah.
And then weapons, ammo, you want to have a good setup for that, for people trying to break in. You know, maybe there's going to be a mutiny within your group. You're going to want to kill someone in there. I don't know.
You got to have that acid that eats people away.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? You got to have that.
You got to have the one guy that carries the pistol that
yeah.
shouldn't carry the pistol.
Exactly.
To make things dramatic.
Uh-huh.
And have a good safe place to, you know, have that not just out in the open. You don't want your gun sitting around.
It's like you don't want it just right next to the door. Yeah. Just like hanging out.
Who was somebody commented in our thing? It's like, guns near the jail? What's that all about?
Guns near the jail. I like my chances. That's what he said.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
I like my chances.
So anyway, these are all things to go into before you even have the bunker set. It's like, you know, how is your plan going to be set up? Yeah,
this is
before.
Way too much work.
Like, first things
way
first.
Too much work, bro.
Where am I going to put all the stuff that's going to keep me alive?
Yeah, yeah.
Then it gets down to building the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
So real quick, I just want to talk about materials. So you can build.
Material, girl.
You can build your bunker out of a lot of different things. Let's go with wood first.
Wood
bad
bunker.
Idea.
Bad idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
rots, bugs, fire, mm-hmm. but it's probably cheap.
Probably.
But it's very flammable.
It is very flammable. Don't soak it in gasoline.
And if
before
you plan on having
it
the bunker a long time, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. But if this is just a short term bunker, you
but
need
I
for the next
that
few
was
weeks.
Funny that that was even in there. Yeah. So metal is an excellent choice. The mm-hmm. only downsides to metal is that, you know, some metal, if you don't bury it deep enough, you don't have radiation protection like you would with cement.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
you want radiation protection.
You do.
You do.
You do.
It's a plus.
So the nice thing with the metal is it's, you know, better shapeable, malleable metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can basically, you got a lot more flexibility with your design.
Sure,
I'm
yeah.
trying to say. So some people get creative and they just use like train cars, you know, reinforce them and bury them. Mm. So
okay.
Maybe you want to do that. I don't
I'm
know.
Not that creative apparently.
I'm not either. And or you can buy a shipping crate.
Yeah, shipping crates, big deal lately.
Yeah, so the only problem with steel is that it's not as you don't get as much protection from radiation. You actually have to bury your train cart or whatever you want to be, or your pre-built steel thing.
Yeah, thing.
8 to 10 feet deep, which is a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, that's a long way.
That's super deep.
Yeah.
So you got to dig a bigger hole, and nobody wants a big hole.
Nah, you want that nice tight hole.
So really the best overall thing is reinforced concrete.
Okay.
You know, the Germans loved it in World War II.
They did.
Super durable.
Yep.
Take on some shells from
yeah.
you know, Navy and everything.
Unless you get them bunker busters.
Yeah, those, you know, well, they have, yeah, yeah. but reinforced concrete is good because it's very dense, thermal resistant, so you got a better regulated temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And sound attenuation is reduced as well, so it's not so echoey.
Yeah.
Can't hear stuff up above, nobody can hear you below.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. So you just pour as much cement as you to your heart's desire.
Yeah.
But that's costly too. But it actually is overall cheaper to use concrete. So yeah, there's how you build your own bunker. I mean,
dang,
it's pretty much laid out for you. I don't know why you can't just do one.
Yeah, now you can go
this
do it
weekend.
Now, I mean, Saturday's free. Just
yeah.
go do it. You know what
go
I mean?
Go downtown and get you, you know, a bulldozer and you know, excavator, whatever you need.
Yeah,
and just start digging.
Backhoe, track hoe,
and then you can just pour whatever amount of cement you want down in that hole.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
so. Now that we've talked about building your own bunker, I want to talk about some of the insane bunkers that the government actually has. And some of this stuff is freaking insane. Some of these you may have heard of, some of them you may have not, but they're fun to talk about either way.
Cool, cool, cool.
The first one is Greenbrier. Have you ever heard of Greenbrier? Because
no.
This is
sounds
crazy.
Cool.
So Project Greek Island, that's what it was called, was a covert agreement between the U.S. government and Greenbrier Resort. So this is a resort in West Virginia. Back in the 50s, they were getting ready to do this big addition to their hotel, and the government said, hey, look, I got a deal for you. Let us do this addition, but as we're doing it, we're going to build this big-ass bunker underneath.
No kidding.
Yeah, so they built the addition for them, but they at the same time, they built a government bunker.
Oh, really? So the addition was just a normal hotel.
It was, yeah.
But they had the bunker.
But at the same time, under the guise of this, they built this huge bunker.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So the hotel was to serve as the government continuity destination for the legislative branch.
Wow.
Right?
So your suites are all taken up. What about your bunker?
You got a bunker
for me? You got a bunker room for me?
You got something I can stay in a bunker?
I want the room with the air filters and the guns.
So the Greenbrier's sheer size could accommodate the two auditoriums within the bunker, which held 470 people and 130 people respectively. So this was for the Congress and the Senate.
Really?
Right?
It was for all of them.
Yeah, so they had auditoriums that they could all meet in.
They would just murder themselves down in there.
I know, they totally would, yeah. So despite how big this sucker was, for 30 years, no one had any idea that it was even there. No one had any clue.
Wow,
so from
crazy.
The 50s to the 80s, not a freaking clue that it was there. So this had sleeping quarters, a medical facility, advanced air filtration system, like we've talked about, you have to have that, a broadcast center. It had concrete doors that were 1 meter thick, so it's about 3 feet thick.
Dang.
To get down into that sucker. So it was maintained and staffed by government employees who posed as a television specialist from a fictitious company. The company didn't exist, but they were there every day.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
That is insane.
It was eventually exposed by a major national newspaper article that decommissioned it. So after that, they had to decommission it, and they didn't use it anymore.
Now what do they do? Is it just...
It's sitting there. I think you can actually go through and check it out. I know. So the top Democrat and the top Republican in each branch of Congress got their own suites.
Are you
in
kidding
there.
Me?
Yeah, they had their own suites, though with twin beds and a bathtub.
Which were together in bunk beds?
Yeah, probably.
We want you guys to sleep together. Figure this out.
Yeah. So they had a clinic, an intensive care unit, medical and dental operating rooms, a lab, and a pharmacy, and they were stocked with medications all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, it's freaking insane. So to maintain communications with their constituents, who would not, you know, who wouldn't be in there, but they'd need reassurance what's going on. They had a TV production room and multiple radio booths down in there so they could broadcast
from
radio waves over the radio waves or over TV if they needed to.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, freaking insane. They also had 3 25,000-gallon water storage tanks and a purification system for those tanks, as well as 3 14,000-gallon diesel fuel tanks.
Man, they were worried back then.
Yeah, dude, seriously. So,
never heard of that.
Pretty insane. It was stocked all the time with MREs and C rations and all those types of things. So it was ready to roll.
Imagine the pharmacist. You're dang it.
I know. I don't know if they actually had a pharmacist on staff all the time.
Wow, man, is somebody gonna get some prescriptions?
Didn't fill any prescriptions today.
Here's your bag.
Yeah,
that wasn't out yet.
It wasn't even out. Yeah. So the next one is Raven Rock. A lot of people have heard of this
Raven
one. This
Rock.
One is nestled in at the Raven Rock Mountain near Blue Ridge Summit, Pennsylvania. It's a military installation that's basically the Pentagon's relocation center for an emergency. This is where the Pentagon's going to go if shiz starts going down, right? So this is inside the mountain, 265,000 square feet, 650 feet beneath the summit of Raven Rock Mountain.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Is that the one they always show in like the movies where they're driving into?
No, I think that's NORAD.
Oh,
well, there's several of them have been shown in movies, but I don't know. This one, we'll talk about NORAD too. But
650 feet.
Yeah.
Man.
Raven Rock has living quarters, medical facility, dining facility, fitness center, barbershop, chapel, has a Starbucks and a convenience store.
Where's
yeah.
Walmart?
Yeah, and it has
Subway?
Well, one of them does have Subway, actually, one of these we're going to talk about. It has underground reservoirs that hold millions of gallons of water, and it's designed
That's smart to do it that way.
Yeah, 3,000 people can go there in an emergency.
3,000 important, but not that
not
important
us.
People.
Not us, for sure.
Yeah.
The next one is Mount Weather. This is the place where they took Dick Cheney on 9/11. See, it's really close.
Did they really?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. So it's in really close proximity to the Capitol. It has 564 acres is the whole thing. That's, I mean, 564 acres is huge, dude.
Wow.
So this is part of the COG Center, continuity of government center. So that's why Dick Cheney was taken there. And FEMA and Department of Homeland Security is the one that runs this one. It was secret until TWA Flight 514 crashed there. Mm. Well, right near there in 1974. And that's when everybody found out that it was the bunker for the president at the time. It has office.
Now the bunker's Trump Tower.
Yeah, I know. It has office and warehouse space, dormitory, training rooms, conference room, cafe, fully equipped fire department, ambulance, and FEMA firefighters. Oh. Some of this is just insane. Health units staffed by medical personnel, federal police, 24 hours, 7 days a week, a motor pool with a shuttle service, and local supply pickups. Yeah.
You want yourself a pickup?
Yeah, freaking, it's pretty insane. This is a place that they actually take art for preservation a lot of times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they take it there via helicopter when there's a disaster. So there's a plan. If a disaster starts, this is where they'll take a bunch of that art from the galleries and stuff like that.
Got to remember the art.
Yeah. So this one's probably my favorite, is NORAD. This is Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. This is the one we saw on War Games. Remember the movie War Games?
Mm-hmm.
This is the one we're talking about here. So this was built in the 50s during the height of the Cold War. The government decided they need a hardened command and control center because of the Soviets. And this was built, Cheyenne Mountain, because it's far enough from the coasts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like dead center almost.
Yeah, and then it has ample rock above it for protection. And this had U.S. Strategic Command, U.S. Air Force Space
it's
Command.
It's got ample rock.
Ample rock. Ample rock.
I'm going to make sure this has ample rock before I move in.
Not Fraggle Rock, ample rock. U.S. Northcom. And anyways, it's all been moved since then. But there are 15 separate buildings inside the mountain, 1 mile inside from the opening and 2,000 feet down from the top of the mountain.
Holy crap.
That's a long ways, man.
Deeper than mines.
So any of the people that work there have to take a bus because it's just so far in there, you can't just walk in.
That's insane.
The buildings are on 1,300 giant springs. So that way, and it's built 18 inches from the rock, so they move during an earthquake or a blast. It's freaking insane. There are two 23-ton blast doors inside the main tunnel that kind of protect the main office space. And during the Cold War, one door was always closed, so it was like an airlock type thing. You know what I mean? So it's freaking insane. They don't have any windows in any of the offices because all you would see is obviously a granite wall in there. But they do have a workout facility, a spin gym, a hospital, a chapel, convenience store.
Spin gym?
Yeah, I got a spin gym. There's five lakes inside the mountain. One lake is filled with diesel fuel. Yeah, and it's sealed behind a closed wall, so it's in a sealed environment.
I was gonna say.
But it is a diesel fuel lake.
Oh my gosh!
I'm going fishing. All I do is get high. It's
Which
weird.
Lake you swimming in? I got mixed up.
I got mixed up, and I smell funny. Yeah. So
my eyes are burned.
Yeah. So the mountain actually gets its power from Colorado Springs. But if it couldn't get that, it could use the generators.
Why the hell is our power bill so high?
And the diesel fuel. The other four lakes are water. So it's just like you would see like a regular reservoir, that you would see outside. One of it is used for drinking water and the other for industrial purposes. So one's just drinking water. So it's designed to withstand a nuclear blast, but it's also ready to handle EMPs. So it's actually like a huge Faraday cage, the whole place. Yep, there is an escape hatch that stretches 50 feet through the rock through the main tunnel. When the blast doors malfunctioned during an exercise in 79, the NORAD commander had to take the emergency route to get to his next appointment. So take that. Has an oxygen system to prevent radiation infiltration, and it has its own
John
power plant.
Smith, NORAD commander.
Yeah. NORAD commander. What do you do? I'm a NORAD commander.
I am the commander of NORAD.
Yeah. The last one I want to talk
about.
Don't you
see the patch?
Idiot.
It's the big mountain with ample rock above it.
Look, we've got ample rock.
Where do you think I work?
I get a 15% discount on all subs. It says right there.
It's just a patch with like a big long tunnel to it, yeah. And then down here.
Goes all the way up his arm. So the last one I want to talk about is Mount Pony. And this one is not quite as cool, but there's some cool stuff about it. Culpeper, Virginia. Over there in Culpeper.
Mount Pony.
It's built into the hillside 75 miles south of Washington, D.C. It was constructed for the chairman, board of directors, and staff of the Federal Reserve. So basically what this does is hold money. It has $4 billion in it right now. Enough to replenish the currency east of the Mississippi.
Enough to pay the salary of two high-end CEOs.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks, Amazon.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So it has enough to replenish the currency east of the Mississippi and maintain the money supply for 2 years. In case, you know, stuff couldn't keep going. Opened in 69, it held 700 million pieces of currency, many of them unpopular $2 bills. So they have a whole bunch of $2 bills there.
What are we going to do with these?
They said,
I'll just put them in my
because they stopped them in 76, right? And so instead of just like getting rid of them and burning them, they said, we're going to put them here. If it's stuff still goes down, we'll just use $2 bills to buy stuff, right? So anyways.
If anybody robs us, we'll know who it was.
Yeah.
Buying everything $2 bills.
Yep. So there you go. There's some
Mount
of the crazy.
Mount Pony.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. It makes you wonder what countries like Russia probably have.
I know, dude.
You know, they probably have some insane stuff. Mm-hmm. Wow, probably titanium.
Yeah.
Titanium cave.
Titanium cave full of vodka.
All right, well, before we get to reviews, I want to talk about survival boxes.
Yes, sir.
So survival boxes are the only subscription box packed with all of the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters or your next outdoor adventure. I say that every time.
Every time.
There are three different boxes to choose from, so sign up today and start getting survival boxes delivered to your door every month.
Every month.
No contracts, cancel any bloody time you want.
But when can I cancel?
Anytime.
Oh, okay.
Use the promo code. If you don't know this promo code by now, you are stupid.
You're
casual
dumb.
Preppers.
And if you haven't used it, you're equally stupid.
Yeah, you dummy. For 10% off your first box on any monthly subscription at survivalboxes.com.
Yes, sir. Get your own survival box.
So your next door adventure.
Next door outdoor adventure.
I don't know why that little spot. Right
it's hard there. For you. So, yeah, get your survival box, man. Start stocking your bunker. Seriously, do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should do bunker box.
I know.
Start sending pieces of cement.
Yeah. Just like
slowly
a little block
put it together.
A cinder block every month is what you get.
Whew.
A bunker box.
I've been subscribed to these for 50 years. I got the one wall on the back built.
We need to do it. Just buy a whole bunch of
just send
cinder
a bag
blocks.
Of cement.
Yeah.
Mix up your own.
1 week you get a cinder block. Next week you get some mortar.
Bunker box.
Next week you get
building
a piece of plywood.
Building your bunker one day at a time.
One month at a time.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
We
figure after 75 years, you can have half your bunker built.
you can use all that cardboard for whatever you want. Sound insulation.
Bunker box. Subscribe today. You have to sign a 2-year contract, though.
Speaking of which, I think that we should email some of those companies and say, can we try out your bunker and review it?
Man, we need to.
Give us one of your bunkers.
So we have a new subscription box today. It's called Catastrobox. You can see them at catastrobox.cratejoy.com.
I thought it was Castrobox, like castrate box.
But it ain't.
Yeah,
it's
there ain't no castrating material.
So basically what this is a start for your prepping supplies is basically what it is, right?
It is.
So every month you get, I think what we have is the starter box. And you have different plans. You can get the first plan is like the survive plan, $34.99. The endure plan is $60. The thrive one is $90.
Which one do we have?
I think this is just like the starter box. I think, or the endure. It's one of the two.
Okay.
So we're going to honestly go through this and look at each item and kind of tell you how they are.
Okay.
So you go start.
All right. First item, dynamo flashlight.
Okay.
Little hand crank flashlight. You've got siren, USB jack, so you can charge some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So a nice little...
I'm not going to lie. It's not the highest quality.
No.
The dynamo,
looks a little Chinese, but...
It does look a little Chinese, so we'll go from there.
All right. So you got two packets of, you know, foil Mylar rescue blanket from Primacare.
And they actually look like nicer end Mylar blankets.
Yeah.
Yep.
So these, we've talked about the multiple uses for those.
Yeah, lots of uses for them.
A little bargain bin flashlight.
Yeah, so this is where it kind of gets a little weird for me. These flashlights are pretty low end.
Super low end.
Like probably dollar store flashlights they look like.
Like maybe ones, like stocking stuffers for your kids.
Yeah. So I don't know about that. Okay. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Even smaller flashlights.
Those are whistles.
Oh, those are whistles.
These flashlights got holes in them and no lights.
I don't even know where you put a battery in this.
This shitty frickin' flashlight.
Oh, those tasted just like the Febreze bags in here.
Did they?
All right. Then you get some garbage bags, which have many, many uses.
Yeah, so those are great garbage bags.
Yeah.
Garbage bags, fantastic. Fantastic. Cool.
All right, so then you get a little first aid kit, and I think that we have.
I've never had that one.
To this one, no.
No.
Let me see what's in it.
Probably first aid gear, I would guess.
Well, let me just see the quality.
Let's just make sure they got first aid gear in here.
First aid gear.
You guys got a first aid kit?
It's just full of condoms. you've got.
It's full of condoms and. Never mind. I'm not going there.
You got some antiseptic towelettes. You know, your basic. First aid kit, just like Kobe said it probably would be.
Sure.
So, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
And you got some super use, well, basically, you've got a mask that would protect you from
a strong wind.
Lots of dust, like thick dust, like
so
full on dirt.
They've put dust masks in here, and I almost guarantee I've seen these masks at the dollar store.
Yeah.
So this, I don't know, like why even put that in there?
These would be basically useful if you're, you know, scavenging and there's like thick debris in the air from you stirring it
so
up.
But that's it. They're not going to protect it from anything else.
Nope. That flu's going to pass right on.
I kind of wish they would have just got a. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, and then you get the little emergency stove thing that you could buy at, you know, Sportsman's and stuff like that.
Nice emergency stove. Those are great to have. Absolutely.
Do these have candles in them or is it just the.
I think it's just.
Yeah, 24 fuel tablets.
Oh, it does. Nice.
So this is kind of cool.
I like that. That's a good item. Very good item.
And then you've got the rest of the box is just three bags of Fresh Care Cottonelle.
So, okay. I'm a man after my own heart there. I like toilet paper.
Yeah,
basically, that's what they are. They're wipes,
super
right?
Super nice butt wipes.
Yeah, they're really nice butt
if you're
wipes.
You're chafed, you will be really glad you have a bunch.
Yeah.
Of these.
So I kind of have a mixed review on this one. Some of these items are great. Some of them are a little chintzy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm really not going to lie. Those dust masks and the flashlights.
Right.
You know what? I would have rather them just put one nice flashlight in there instead of those.
Yeah.
But
I think
if
you're... Yeah, go ahead.
I understand if you know you're trying to start out and build your stuff.
Yeah.
It's great to have anything.
Like if you just don't,
You know what I mean.
If you don't have the time,
yeah,
to go and you know and make a list of the things that are you know a little higher quality,
yeah.
And take the time to research. And if you just want to get stuff,
yeah,
get your prepping going.
Yeah, so you can go check those out. They actually gave us a promo code for you guys, Casual Preppers. You actually get 50% off your first box, which is wow, that's actually a really good deal. So I'm not gonna say that it's the best box I've ever seen. But it's definitely not the best box I've ever seen. But 50% off your first one, heck, man, go check it out.
You're going to use all that stuff.
Yeah, that stuff's all usable. But some of the stuff is definitely Chinese made and dollar store quality. Yeah. So just kind of beware.
I cut that box today.
So, okay. Guys, I'm actually excited about this. We got a new barrel and blade. We had one a couple months ago, and it was actually really, really good.
Yeah.
Fantastic quality. So let's see what we have in the new barrel and blade. Are we level one or level two?
I don't know.
The first thing is the Walker Razor Electronic Muffs. So these are a $70 value,
yeah.
And these are great for shooting at the range or if your kids are just being buttholes and you don't want to listen to them anymore,
right.
Put it on. I haven't actually used this brand before, but I haven't either. Really high end. So
yeah,
if you like
muffs. These are going to be ones that you will like.
If you like muffs, electronic muffs are even better. the next one is the Tricorn.
It's corn on the cob.
The Tricorn spool tool. You got Tricorn.
This is three corn seeds in one.
Yeah. This is a $20 value. It's a great...
I believe it's Tricorny.
It's a great tool for paracord. You can wrap it around it. You can cut it. You can keep a lighter on the tool. I actually have one of these. They're actually really cool.
To burn your ends?
Yeah, it's actually kind of a cool product.
No, I think it is because in my bug out bag right now, I have a big mess of paracord.
Exactly,
because I've taken them out. You know, I've undone it and used it to tie some stuff up.
Yep.
Trying to wind it back up and put it in.
It's a pain in the butt.
Like, you can do it as well as you possibly can, but pulling stuff in and out and putting it back in, it's going to get all tangled up. So this is an awesome organizer.
Absolutely. Next thing is a cold steel counterpoint.
Cold steel.
Cold steel. $85 value. It's a big ass knife.
It is.
That's a paracord handle, and you could shiv a mother effer with this sucker. No doubt.
Cold steel in your throat. Cold steel in your kidneys.
It's a thrower, actually.
Is it a thrower?
Mm-hmm.
It's for throwing. Okay. But it's pretty cool, man.
It's got a bunch of paracord on the handle, and it's got a sheath. Put it on your belt.
Yeah.
Be a bad A.
Yeah. Cold steel.
Cold steel.
The next thing is the Trim Cell Vault. Where's so that? This is for holding batteries and whatnot, right?
Where is it?
Is it not in there?
Is it this?
Yeah.
Oh, it is cell
vault. Yeah.
I thought this was just a flashlight or shit.
No.
Cuckoo.
Yeah, so it's American-made waterproof storage device. It's great for, and it attaches to lots of stuff. It has lanyard holes and all that kind of stuff.
That is nice.
It's good for batteries. It's also great for matches, mini survival kits, or Viagra, whatever you want to put in there. It doesn't say Viagra on here.
Good idea.
You don't want your Viagra to get wet.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
And the last item is the Write in the Rain 3x5 notebook. These are fantastic. It's only $4 value.
Ridiculously excited about this.
I always wanted one for my EDC.
You got one now.
So, really cool.
Kobe plans to write in the rain.
I do.
All the time.
So, it's cool paper that is like waterproof.
Yeah.
And so,
it's nice, you know, when if you have to cross a stream or something or, you know, get caught in a
Don't
storm.
Don't cross the streams.
No. But, yeah, these are cool. Those streams would burn it to pieces.
Yeah, those would. What in the hell are you doing? That's my favorite Ghostbusters line. So anyways, Barrel and Blade, go check them out. Actually, really cool.
Get your
fantastic.
Muffs today.
Yeah, go muff diving right now if you want to do it. So Barrel and Blade, go check them out.
All right.
I've actually been impressed with every one of those.
I have
seen,
too.
So.
I do think they do a great job at finding like unique quality equipment.
No doubt.
Good job.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right, so... Mm. You know, we just talked about muffs. So, tampons.
It's tampon time.
So, there are multiple uses for tampons, but I wanted to talk about tampons because tampons are funny to talk about.
They're even a funny word.
They are.
Tampon.
Tampon. Go ahead and tampon it. So, some medical uses for tampons and some...
Non-medical uses?
Yeah, some uses... Well, some misconceptions about what to use them for. That's what I want to talk
about. Sure.
So you can use tampons as a basic fire tinder. They are, you know, they got a lot of stuff
in there.
You
even got a fuse
start on
them.
Fire. Yeah,
they got a fuse on you.
Believe they're a bomb, but I don't know.
I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure.
Got to be careful with them.
Yeah.
But speaking of the fuse, you can use that as a wick for candles and stuff.
Oh.
So pull it out, soak it, put it in there,
pull it
start
out.
On fire.
Pull it. Are you saying you got to pull it out first before you use it?
Yeah, you got to pull that out. I mean, you could...
Who lit the fuse on your tampon?
So, don't get offended, ladies. These tampons are genius, and it's good if you're carrying them all the time, because that's an EDC gear right there.
Yeah, I would
and
look pretty awesome
know it.
With, like, a tampon attachment to my belt or
I
something
have,
like that.
I should have one in my EDC gear.
Seriously.
Is this a tampon? It sure is.
No, I keep a tampon on my
uses.
On my keychain.
You can use it as earplugs, which would be awesome looking.
Earplugs.
But, I mean, you can pull the cotton out, stuff it in your ears. These are, like, some of the most ridiculous things, but they're funny. And they're true, really. You can use them for this.
You can, yes.
One of the other things is to dab away sweat and tears.
Sweat and tears. Oh, honey, stop crying. Here, grab that tampon.
When I get to shovel on this, I'm making a hole for my bunker. Dab my head off.
Glad
I had these tampons.
EDC tampons.
Hey, do you got one of those tampons in your EDC kit? Give it to me.
Give me your keychain tampon. I got to wipe away my
kind
tears.
Kind of emotional. Patch a hole in a tent. I have no idea how that works.
Well, you just stick it through the hole.
I know, but come on. There's a lot of other things you could use. This one, you know, apply ointment.
Sure.
So, like, it's like a giant Q-tip. So I'm using it to kind of apply medical ointments of such and salves.
I got a little bag bomb. Put it on my tampon. Yeah, exactly. Tampon bag bomb.
Just scoop it out like a fun dip.
Fun dip. That's what we like to call a medical fun dip. That's a tampon and a bag bomb.
Go get the medical fun dip.
Yeah.
Stop bleeding in your nose. So we talked about using those for bloody noses. You can stiff them. You can stick them up in there, and they'll collect the blood. It's delightful.
Delightful.
Some of these are ridiculous. Use as a weapon. How are you using those?
A weapon?
I don't know. I just wrote down some of the things I saw online, but some of them are obviously ridiculous.
A weapon? I'm still trying to figure that
filter
out.
Filter water. So a generic, so I can see how you could use, suck through it. Then when it's not been used.
The visuals are just amazing. It's like
we should do a video like on a all the uses of tampons.
We definitely should.
These are your basic uses. You can use it to kind of soak up some blood. But what I want to talk about there is a ballistic wound. So do not use tampons for ballistic wounds. They're not... So when you have those like Israeli band-aids, bandages for collecting blood, those are for high pressure bleeding to help the clotting and everything like that. These are not made for that. Not only do they not absorb the high pressure blood, but they also are not actually medically sterile. So you don't want to put that in that hole. You put it in the other hole that I guess you don't care if it's sterile or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, so using it for ballistic wounds, getting shot or stabbed or anything, don't use your tampon for that.
Okay.
It is not a good idea. But there are plenty of other uses.
There are.
Stick it plenty of other places and in plenty of other orifices.
Yes.
So yeah, your uses for tampons.
Yes, I think we absolutely have to do a tampon video.
That would be pretty funny.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, anyway, we're going to do a video.
Awesome.
We're going to look awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm going to wear two in my ear. Not one ear,
just
two.
Have an EDC tampon. Oh, my gosh. All right, guys. Thank you. Appreciate you guys stopping by and appreciate you guys listening and subscribing to the podcast. Yep. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and all those places. YouTube. You can watch this on YouTube. And that's about it. Oh, we have our, this is episode 49.
Yeah, so 50 is going to be 50's exciting. 50's
coming. So what we're doing actually for episode 50 is a special Q&A episode. So if you want to send us questions, go to our Facebook or our Instagram. We have some posts on there where you can send us, drop some questions in the comments, or you can email us. casualprepperspodcast@gmail.com, wherever you can get it to us, and we're going to pick some questions. They can be crazy. They can be prepping.
I think it's going to be pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited about it.
So look for that coming soon, son. Anything else, Cameron?
That is all.
All right, see you later.